Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla constitutes a three-member committee to probe corruption allegations against Justice Yashwant Verma. Both houses of parliament face adjournments amid opposition's uproar over draft Bihar electoral roll issue. Election Commission of India says it received nearly 14,000 claims and objections from public over SIR in Bihar, but none from any political party. Continuous rainfall disrupts normal life in various parts of Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir. US and China agree to extend their trade truce for nearly 90 days, hours before new tariffs were set to take effect. And in World Games, Namrata Batra to play for gold in the women's wushu final against local Mingyue Chen this evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted a three-member committee to probe the allegations levelled against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma after a sum of burnt cash was found at his residence in New Delhi in March this year. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the Speaker announced the formation of the committee and said the committee will submit its report as early as possible.
मैंने न्यायमूर्ति यशवंत वर्मा को पद से हटाने के अनुरोध के आधारों की जांच करने के उद्देश्य से निम्नलिखित तीन सदस्यों वाली एक समिति गठित की है माननीय न्यायमूर्ति श्री अरविंद कुमार न्यायाधीश उच्चतम न्यायालय श्री मनिंदर मोहन श्रीवास्तव मुख्य न्यायाधीश मद्रास उच्च न्यायालय श्री बीवी आचार्य वरिष्ठ अधिवक्ता कर्नाटक उच्च न्यायालय समिति यथाशीघ्र अपनी रिपोर्ट प्रस्तुत करेगी जांच समिति की रिपोर्ट प्राप्त होने तक यह प्रस्ताव लंबित रहेगा.
The Speaker admitted the notices for removal of Justice Verma and informed the House that he has accepted the notices signed by 146 MPs from ruling and opposition benches for the removal of Justice Yashwant Verma. The Speaker said the Parliament must speak in one voice on this matter and send a clear message to every citizen of the country about their zero-tolerance policy towards corruption in public life. Mr. Birla informed that the then Chief Justice of India, after considering the seriousness of the matter, had constituted a three-member committee. He said the committee has sent its report to the President and the Prime Minister. He said the Chief Justice of India was of the opinion that the allegations found in the committee's report against Justice Verma were of such nature that initiation of removal proceedings against him was warranted. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 3 p.m. while the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the constitution of a committee to probe the allegations levelled against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. After that, the presiding officer Sandhya Ray tried to run the zero hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering, demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., the opposition parties raised the issue of SIR in Bihar and demanded discussion on it. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering and continued with their protest, following which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour, but in vain.
No. Chair goes by rules only. No, please. The House stands adjourned to meet at 2 p.m.
The centre has allocated 4.12 crore houses to states and union territories under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen so far. Replying to a supplementary during question hour, Minister of State for Rural Development Chandrasekhar Pemasani said 2 crore 90 lakh houses have already been constructed.
5 crore houses have been given by the cabinet under Modi ji government. Out of those 5 crore houses, 4.12 been allocated to respective state. Over the last 10 years, central share released was 2.71 lakh crore, sir, compared to 2013 and 14, the 10 years of UPA government, only 66,000 crores was given, sir.
Amid the row over special intensive revision, the Election Commission of India has said that after 12 days into the claims and objections period, not a single claim or objection has been submitted by any political party regarding the exercise in Bihar so far. However, the Commission has said that 13,970 claims and objections have been received directly from electors with regard to the draft rule. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that India's fight against sickle cell anemia is not just about addressing a genetic disorder. It is a commitment to equity, dignity and the health of the nation's most marginalized communities. Sharing his article on social media, Mr. Nadda said the National Sickle Cell Anemia Elimination Mission, launched in July 2023, aims to not only stop the transmission of sickle cell disease, but also restore dignity and health to millions living with this condition. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Continuous rainfall over the past 2 days has significantly disrupted normal life across various parts of Uttarakhand. Heavy downpours have led to a sharp rise in the water levels of major rivers, while mountain streams and rivulets in the hilly regions are overflowing. The Met Department has issued a red alert warning for Haridwar, Nainital and Udham Singh Nagar. The Met Department has also issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh till Thursday. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jenavani said heavy rainfall is also predicted over Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Chhattisgarh from tomorrow.
The update from IMD is that the heavy to very heavy rainfall continuing still over the Himalayan state covering Jammu Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And the highest rainfall is reported from Riyasi, Kathua and Pathankot district. Also Himachal, Uttarakhand, they are reporting heavy to very heavy rainfall. And we have given red and orange color warning for Jammu Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand for next 3 days. And we are advising the people not to visit these states until unless you have urgent work.
In Jammu and Kashmir, Rajouri and Poonch district authorities have ordered the closure of all government and private schools today due to heavy rains and adverse weather conditions. The Jammu-Rajouri National Highway has also been blocked today due to a massive landslide, bringing traffic to a standstill. Restoration work is underway to remove the debris and clear the road for vehicular movement. In Punjab, due to heavy rain in Pathankot for the last couple of days, a part of Pathankot Dalhousie Chamba National Highway has been washed away. Many parts of the city have also been flooded with rainwater, causing problem to commuters. In Kapurthala, rising water in Bias River due to continuous rain in the mountains has breached a temporary bandh, leading to inundation of farmland and over a dozen villages in Sultanpur Lodhi area. Same situation is prevailing in parts of the border district of Gurdaspur. Rain is still continuing since morning in some parts of the state. In news just in, the Lok Sabha has extended the deadline for the presentation of the Joint Parliamentary Committee's report on the One Nation, One Election Bill. The committee will now submit its report by the first day of the last week of the winter session in 2025. The Ministry of Culture today organized a Tiranga bike rally under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in New Delhi. Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat led the rally along with Union Ministers Kiran Rijiju and Sanjay Seth and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Speaking at the event, Mr. Shekhawat highlighted how the Tiranga binds the nation together and reminds us of those who sacrificed their lives for the country. He called it a symbol of unity as the country moves towards a Vikasit Bharat.
तिरंगा ऐसी ताकत है जो हम सबको एकता के सूत्र में बांधता है और तिरंगा हमें स्मरण कराता है उन लाखों लाखों बलिदानियों का जिन्होंने देश की रक्षा के लिए देश की स्वतंत्रता के लिए अपने आप को समर्पित किया। तब देश का प्रत्येक व्यक्ति अपने घर पर तिरंगा फहरा करके अपने आप को गौरवान्वित महसूस करे।
In Ladakh, a special Har Ghar Tiranga celebration was organized near the historic Wakha Monastery. As part of the program, the national flag was hoisted at multiple locations to promote patriotic spirit. Participants also took selfies with the tricolor and uploaded them to the Har Ghar Tiranga portal to receive certificates. The organizers distributed national flags to laborers, petrol pump staff and bikers, spreading the campaign's message to diverse sections of society. The US and China have agreed to extend their trade truce until November the 10th, just hours before new tariffs were set to take effect today. In a joint statement, both countries said they will pause the planned tariff increases for another 90 days. The US will delay raising tariffs to 145% on Chinese goods, while China will hold off on 125% tariffs on US goods. A leading human rights activist, Mir Yar Baloch, has strongly criticized the U.S. move to designate the Balochistan Liberation Army, BLA, and its affiliate, the Majid Brigade, TMB, as foreign terrorist organizations. Mir has asserted that Baloch are victims of Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. He condemned Pakistan's decades-old repression in Balochistan. The United Nations Human Rights Office has condemned the Israeli attack that killed six journalists in Gaza, calling it a grave breach of international law. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said the Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and impartial investigation into these latest killings. The reporters, five of whom worked for the Al Jazeera media network, were killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza City on Sunday. In Wushu, Namrata Batra will take on local favourite Mengwe Chen in the gold medal match in the World Games at Chengdu, China this evening. Namrata created history by storming into the Wushu final, the first time for India at the World Games. In boxing, India's campaign at the Asian Under-19 and Under-22 Boxing Championships 2025 ended on a high note, with Ritika winning gold in the women's 80-plus kilogram category yesterday. The Indian teams racked up a total of 27 medals across two age groups. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading marginally low in a choppy afternoon trade today on the sectoral front. Realty, financial services and capital goods stocks were facing selling pressure. In contrast, buying interest was seen in IT, auto and media counters. Sensex dipped 89 points to 80,515 and Nifty dropped 17 points to 24,568 when reports last came in. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading in the positive territory. The mid-cap index was nearly flat, while the small-cap index rose over 0.2%. A short while ago. World Elephant Day is being celebrated today. India is home to nearly 60% of the world's wild elephant population, with 33 elephant reserves and 150 identified elephant corridors. As part of the celebrations, Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav will participate in the celebrations at Coimbatore today. India has elephant corridors in the northeast hills, in the eastern states, in the ghat areas of southern states, and Chhattisgarh. A centrally sponsored scheme, Project Elephant, is implemented in 22 states to protect elephants, their habitats, and corridors. It also addresses issues of man-animal conflict. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla constitutes a three-member committee to probe corruption allegations against Justice Yashwant Verma. Both houses of parliament face adjournments amid opposition's uproar over draft Bihar electoral roll issue. Election Commission of India says it received nearly 14,000 claims and objections from the public over SIR in Bihar, but none from any political party. Continuous rainfall disrupts normal life in various parts of Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir. US and China agree to extend their trade truce for nearly 90 days, hours before new tariffs were set to take effect. And in World Games, Namrata Batra to play for gold in the women's wushu final against local Meng Jue Chen this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.